On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hey, everybody in podcast land. Time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. I'm your host, Danny, with your co-host, Mark.
Yee!
And I think we're up to, what, 233, something like that.
Yeah, this thing is 233. I don't want to look, but it's in the ballpark.
Yeah, it's a lot. We've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it, but it does also.
Over 10 years.
Oof, Jesus. Yeah. All right, well.
We were much prettier back in the day.
Yeah, well, not that much.
But. Yeah, not much.
All right, we're going to start off with our bit that we call Rapid Fire. We have three trivia questions we try to stump each other with. Sometimes they're hard. Sometimes they're not so hard. I don't know that you'll get all three of mine this time.
Yeah, I think on mine you'll probably get two out of three. And you people are playing at home, try to go 6 for 6. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. Have you ever heard anybody that has messaged us saying they got all six?
A few times.
Yeah?
Yeah, not very often.
Maybe when we're throwing softballs or something. I don't know. All right, well, here we go with question number one for you. The song, You're Invited But Your Friend Can't Come, from the Encino Man soundtrack, has who playing guitar and bass?
Ooh, I know the song.
Now, there's a different backup band for Vince Neil's album version. This is the Encino Man soundtrack.
Yeah, because that came out first.
Yep.
I'm going to say Jack Blades.
He's the bass player.
Tommy Shaw.
Yes, that is correct. It's basically Damn Yankees without Ted Nugent.
Oh, okay.
And Vince Neil singing, but that is correct.
Yes, that might be the only one I get.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Here we go. The first Vinnie Vincent Invasion vocalist was a guy named Robert Fleshman. He was in a big 70s rock band prior to the Vinnie Vincent Invasion. What was the band?
He was in Journey.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. He also co-wrote Wheel in the Sky.
Really?
Yep. I think that's the only co-wrote he has. He might have one more, but that's the big one.
Is he the vocalist on that? I mean, I know Greg Raleigh sang it.
No, he wrote it. I mean, I think they did it, but then Steve Perry joined, but Steve Perry did it. But Robert gets a little check every time they play Wheel in the Sky. So,
which is a lot.
Good for Robert.
Yeah, good for him. I don't know that I've heard any Journey with him on vocals, but...
Yeah, there's some demos floating out there in the internet, so... Yeah, I just think for some reason it didn't work, and Steve Perry was the guy, so...
Yeah. All right, question number two for you. This is one from my youngest daughter, Olivia. Let's see how you do on this one.
Okay.
What do all of these artists have in common? Aerosmith, AC/DC, Bon Jovi, Boston... And the Darkness.
Wow, okay. That's a wide range.
Yes, it is.
AC/DC.
Aerosmith. Bon Jovi.
Boston.
Boston and the Darkness.
Holy smokes. It's not in band members because some of them have five, some of them have four.
Right. It's not where they're from.
No, it's not, definitely not where they're from. They're from different decades, too.
Yep.
Oh, I think Olivia stumped me. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Is it something very obvious?
No.
No, so it's something... Okay. Wow. And they're not in the same record labels either, so it's not
bad.
Wow.
Not
I'm gonna
sponsored by the same guitar company, not nothing like that.
They all like Greek salads.
Oh, you're not even close.
Wow. Wow, I have no idea.
They were all covered on the TV show Glee.
Glee, like I ever watched that piece of crap. Oh my God.
My daughter loves it, and every time a song comes on, she'll say, oh, they did that on Glee.
I'm sure there's nobody over the age of 30 who got that question right. So, Olivia, you stumped all us old dudes.
Everybody.
And old ladies. You stumped us all. There's no way I would have got. I think I saw 10 seconds of that show, and I started dry heaving, and I had to leave the room.
When they were first advertising for it, I thought, oh, that show sounds pretty cool. And then I realized, no, I don't think I would enjoy it.
No.
So I haven't watched any of it. My daughter shows me some clips, like the Darkness song.
Was it I Believe in a Thing Called Love? Is that what they did?
Yeah, and it was Adam Lambert that sang it. And, of course, he killed it.
Yeah,
he can get phenomenal.
He's got the range.
Yeah.
What was Adam Lambert doing on the show? Was he a guest star?
He was on it a number of times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they've had some major guest stars on that show, but I still don't watch it. But yeah, Olivia came in. I told her I was doing questions for the show, and she goes, "How about this one?" Because she loves Glee, and I was like, "Okay,
it's a good question."
Yeah, since there were hard rock bands, they've probably done
AC/DC. What song did they do? Definitely not Highway to Hell.
No, I think it was Big Ball. You Shook Me.
Oh, not Big Balls?
No. No, I don't think it was Big Balls.
Oh, She's Got Balls? No,
no.
Yeah, I don't like any show where they get up and sing and dance for no particular reason in public. Why?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't care what it is.
And everybody knows the moves.
No. Yeah, they're all choreographed. How did that happen? It just happens, right?
If you're watching that show, you believe it.
Yeah, and remember that movie Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise was in there where they did all 80s?
Yep.
It's
a Broadway show.
What a piece of crap movie that was. I think I got through 5 minutes of it, and I couldn't take it. Like, this is horrible. And I like that era of music, but not with these people singing for no particular reason in the middle of public. No, I don't care. I don't care if it's accepts Fast of a Shark, a song I like, but I don't want to see people singing and dancing to it, choreographed. No, thank you.
Nope, not in the high school cafeteria, not in the gymnasium, not in the guitar store.
Not ever.
Not at a drive-in movie theater, nothing.
No, don't care. Ugh.
Well, Liv will be happy to know she stumped us.
She did. Congratulations. Yep. Your dad will pay for your next year of college.
Yeah.
That's your gift. That's his gift to you. You're welcome.
With all the winnings from this show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, question two for you. After Vicky Fox left Enough's Enough, whose band did he join?
Vince Neil's.
You'd be correct.
Yes.
It'd be interesting but we had two questions that involved Vince Neil.
Yeah.
Solo.
Weird.
What are the odds of that happening?
I saw that tour.
It was Steve Stevens, Vic Fox. I forgot who was on bass.
Yeah, I don't remember who was on bass. It was a while ago. I saw him in a shed in Camden.
Oh, was it was Vince actually singing at the time, or was he doing the funny thing where he's not singing anything?
This was a long time ago, so I think he was singing.
He was still singing. He just got booted from the Motley Crue, and was like, "Yeah, today what he's doing today is a joke."
Oh. Yeah, I still would want to see him to see John 5 playing.
Yeah, John 5 is actually playing, but
I don't know if anybody else in the band is playing at all. Even Tommy Lee.
Yeah, they said Tommy Lee, he's faking it part of it, and Nikki may not be playing bass at all. John 5 is playing.
Yeah.
And Vince is singing with the track, so.
Their music is not difficult enough to warrant playing to a tape or having a tape play. Especially the bass. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's pretty simplistic. I mean, it's good stuff, but simplistic.
I mean, what are they too busy posing?
I don't know. Because I saw them at the Santa Monica Civic before Shout the Devil came out, and they performed all their own vocals, everything.
Yeah.
And it was great. But I don't know what happened to these guys. They got lazy or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I saw them open for Ozzy on the Shout at the Devil tour, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, Vince, I mean, I get it. Sometimes the lead vocalists, they deteriorate, and you tune down a little bit for the guy, but he's not even close. He's not even saying the words anymore. It's like...
No. No, you can't even understand what he's singing.
I think those YouTube videos are so funny. When they put the words, what he's actually saying, it's just, what is the best? That makes me laugh every time.
And you know the words, but not what he's singing.
Yeah, Kickstart My Heart is not even close. It's something else. Wow.
All right, here we go. Question three for you. We're going to play the name game. Name game. Name game.
Too funny. My question is a name game also.
Oh, jeez. If that's the same person, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
All right, so who is Aleksandar Zivojinovic?
Aleksandar Zivojinovic. Wow. Sounds like he's Latvian or Slovenian or someplace like that.
Well, his parents were Serbian.
Is it Tame Me Down?
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it. Who was
I'll give you a hint. He was born and raised in Canada.
Oh, that narrows it down.
You and all your Canadian bands.
Well,
you know all the Canadian people, right?
Oh, I love the Canadian people. I like them more than Americans.
Yeah.
It's a Rush guy. Alex Lifeson.
That is correct.
Yeah, I knew he was a lot of guys.
Still don't get the point, but
no, you got it. I don't get nothing. All right, so I missed that. So how many?
All right. Well, did I get? You're one for three. Way to go.
All right, and you are two for two. So you've already,
yes.
This is a bonus question for you. You've already won.
Yes.
All right, we're playing the real name game with you. Who is Jeffrey Hyman?
Jeffrey Hyman?
Nice Jewish boy. Jeffrey Hyman.
Wow. It's not Jeff Scott Soto, because that's his real name.
I'll give you a hint. This guy's a New Yorker.
New Yorker. Jeffrey Hyman. Oh, shush. Is it Scott Ian?
Incorrect. It's Joey Ramone.
Really?
Yep. Joey's really Jeffrey.
Dang it.
Yeah. It's all right. You went two for three, so you get the win.
All right. I can pay for my daughter's next year of college.
Nice.
All right. I have a bonus question for you. We were visiting some friends, and we were visiting our friends James and Lisa. We've known them since college. You know them.
I've met them many times.
Yeah, James is a huge Rush fan. He was the one that gave me that last question about Alex Lifeson.
Okay, well, thank you, James, for stumping me. Appreciate that.
So he came up with a question, and I thought, well, I'll ask it. It's a bonus question, so it doesn't really count towards the final score. But can you name five drummers that are also lead singers?
Five drummers that are also lead singers. So they say they play the drums in their band, but they're also singing lead.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Or maybe they play drums in another band and sing lead in another band.
Okay. Not like Steven Tyler, who started as a drummer and became a singer. Okay. Uh-oh. All right. Do I have to give you... The first one that comes to mind is the lead singer of Rare Earth. I don't know if you know the band Rare Earth. He's the drummer, and he sings.
Yep, that is correct.
All right.
I can't remember his name.
No. Andy Stromer from Jellyfish. Stand-up drummer.
Stand-up drummer. Yeah, that would be an extra bonus question.
Yeah, okay. It's two drummers. This one you probably don't even know, but I'm sure James doesn't know this either. The lead singer for Exciter, the metal band, was the drummer.
Okay. Right, yeah, I didn't have that one.
Yeah, I saw them live once, and I was really surprised. Like, oh, my God, the guy singing the lead is the drummer.
Yeah. That'd be weird for a metal band because...
Yeah, and they were so heavy, too. And it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I mean, it's just some obvious one. Oh, Phil Collins from Genesis.
Yep.
That's four. All right. I'm sure I'm forgetting... I'm giving you, like, real obscure ones, but missing the really easy ones. Oh, my God. Let me
see. Yeah, I think I came up with, like, 9 or 10.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm having a brain fart.
How about Dave Grohl?
Well, Dave Grohl's not really the drummer. He's the guitarist.
He was a drummer for a major band.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah. Damn it. I'm drawing. Okay, give me hints because I'm drawing blanks.
How about a girl, very mellow from the 70s?
Oh, Karen Carpenter.
Yep.
Drummer.
Fantastic singer.
Yeah. Joe Elliott started as a drummer, became a singer, but that doesn't count. Yeah.
Let's see. How about an obvious one, Kelly Keegi?
Right from Night Ranger. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the guy, Roger Taylor, not from Queen, but the drummer in Duran Duran. He sings in a band called Arcadia.
No, he wasn't the lead singer in Arcadia. That's Simon Le Bon.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure of that one.
All right.
Yeah, the guy from Duran Duran didn't sing, but Roger Taylor and Queen does sing lead on some songs.
He does. Yep.
So, yep.
How about Don Henley?
Yep. Obvious one. That's funny because I just looked at an Eagles story. They're going to have their long goodbye farewell tour that's going to last for 2 years.
Jeez.
But if you've never seen the Eagles, unbelievable vocal harmonies. It's ridiculous how good they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not loud enough, but still great.
The drummer in Mastodon,
yeah,
Brand Daler.
Okay, I had no idea about Mastodon.
Yeah.
I've never seen them. Don't own anything from them.
And Mickey Dolenz. He was the drummer and the singer, if you want to count like a fake band like that.
Yeah. I don't think he played on anything, but yeah, he fakes his drum. He actually learned to be a drummer on that show, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And the last one I have is Levon Helm from the band.
Yeah. He was. Yeah, a lot of guys sang in the band, but yeah, he sang the big hits.
Yeah.
The Night They Drove Dixie Down. Yeah.
So that's all the ones I have, but I'm sure there are a ton more.
Yeah. Pretty cool. All right, yep. James, thank you for the question. We appreciate it. You better be listening every time we put a show out.
Every time.
And tell your friends. And listen multiple times, too. That helps.
That's right.
Everybody's a fan. Listen 5 times.
That's right.
You're helping us out. Not that we get anything out of it, but it makes us feel good, okay?
Yeah. It boosts our numbers.
Yeah, feel free to listen to old episodes if you get bored. I know we're putting this one out a little later than normal. Normally, we put them on Mondays or Tuesdays, but Danny was in Newport News, and I was in San Diego over the weekend. So, you know, hey, life gets in the way sometimes. So,
yeah.
You got a show today. You're welcome.
There you go.
Now it's time for a commercial. All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for one of our signature bits that we haven't done in a while because everybody else in the world is copying it. But we do it a little different. This is called the Track by Track Battle, where we take two albums with the same track listing and we go head to head on each track. And the track only gets a point if we agree on it. So if we don't agree, no points are allowed. And at the end of the tracks, and in this case, there's 9 tracks on each album, we declare a winner, making that the better album.
Which may be what you think or maybe not what you think.
Right. You could be surprised. I mean,
we usually are surprised because there have been some where I thought, oh, this album's definitely better. But then we do this battle and we go track one versus track one. And at the end of the day, maybe not.
Yeah, you just never know. Yeah, with this one, we've chose two albums that we liked from when we were in high school and first year of college. Same era, both European bands. The first album is from Crocus, 1983. It's Headhunter versus Vandenberg's debut album from 1982.
Two great albums.
Two great albums, and I saw both bands, I think, on these tours, actually. I saw Vandenberg open for Kiss, and we saw Crocus open for Def Leppard.
Yep.
Yeah. So, the
That was on the Pyromania tour.
Yeah, it was a great show. Def Leppard, Crocus, and Gary Moore. We were blown away.
That was freaking fantastic.
Yeah. It was better than you could... It was probably one of the best shows we ever seen.
Yeah, it was up there. I mean, it was... you start out with Gary Moore, and he melts your face, and then you got a... Then you got Crocus come up, and then Def Leppard at the height of their powers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous. So a little background on these two albums. In the United States, Headhunter was certified gold. Well, Vandenberg was not certified anything. Headhunter was also certified gold in Canada, but that's only 50,000 copies. In the United States, it's 500,000 because of the population differences. Headhunter made it to number 25 on the Billboard Top 200. Vandenberg made it to 65, which was surprising for me. The only song on either album that made the top 40 charts was Burning Heart by Vandenberg, which made it at number 39. And on the All Music site, Headhunter got a 4 out of 5 rating, and Vandenberg got a 4 out of 5 rating.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
Yeah. On Rate Your Music, which is done by anybody, fans, Headhunter got 3.57 out of 5, and Vandenberg got 3.38.
Man, it must be hard scores, because I think Headhunter is way better than that.
Yeah. But, you know,
whatever.
Some people have their opinions, and they'll give an album a 1, and we go, what?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll give an album a 5, and somebody gives them a 1. Well, yeah. All right. Band members for Crocus, they pretty much, it was pretty much their originals. Mark Storace on vocals, Fernando Van Arb on guitars, Mark Collier on guitar, Chris Van Roer on bass. But on this particular album, and he's only on this album, a guy named Steve Pace on drums. So that's kind of surprising. And Vandenberg was the original band, which was Adrian Vandenberg, Bert Herrick, and Dick Kemper, nice name, and Joss Zoomer on drums. So that was the original Vandenberg band. Even though Vandenberg is out again, Adrian's the only original member. They have a new album coming out in a couple of weeks, I think, called Sin.
So. Didn't the other three original members try to start Vandenberg without Adrian Vandenberg?
Yeah, and they got shut down real quick.
Oh, absolutely. What the hell?
Yeah, call yourself something else, because, I mean, when you think of Vandenberg, you think of Adrian Vandenberg.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing about the Vandenberg band is the lead singer, Bert, did not speak a lick of English when they recorded this album. And you would never know in a million years. He sang it phonetically, and
the
vocals are great. So,
yeah, he's a great vocalist. But there are some words where it's kind of, it sounds like he's singing with an accent, but that's fine.
That dude is Dutch. What is he doing?
Yeah.
But it works, you know. He's a unique singer, so.
Totally.
All right, so let's get to this track by
track. So we have a Swiss band versus Scandinavian.
Yep. Well, isn't Swiss Scandinavian?
No, that's Switzerland.
But it's not considered a Scandinavian country? Is that all?
No, just Norway, Finland, and Sweden are Scandinavian.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I thought Switzerland was right next door, too, so all right.
Yeah, not really.
Okay. All right, so both of us... We both agree. We both like these albums.
Yeah.
I honestly hadn't listened to Headhunter in years, so it was nice getting familiar with it again and going, oh, I forgot I liked that song a lot. And the Vandenberg album I'd heard more recent, and I knew all those tracks. So, but I listened.
It's funny. Both of these drummers are like double bass fiends.
Yeah.
You can hear it. Like, there's a number of songs in Vandenberg where they get to the chorus and the double bass kicks in. So, and then they're... A bunch of the songs on Headhunter is double bass through the whole thing.
Which is weird. Why I thought it really worked in Headhunter, because I think this is probably Crocus is one of their best albums. And the drummer, it's obvious from the way the album starts, it starts with the drums.
Yeah.
Guy lasted one album? What the hell?
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, they must have been a personality thing. We're going to boot this guy. I don't know.
He's too good.
Yeah, we need to dumb this down. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Tracks number one. The Headhunter. Versus Your Love Is In Vain. Your love is in vain. Don't ask me to explain. Your love is in vain. Don't want to say it again. Danny, what do you think?
Well, Headhunter is one of my all-time favorite songs, actually. And so I got to score. I got to go with that one. Your Love Is a Vain is a good song, but, you know, the drawback of this type of analysis or comparison is that song one versus song one, I'm going with Headhunter.
Okay. And, Your Love is in Vain is a good song, but Headhunter is a face melter. Oh, my God. Headhunter is a great song.
Absolutely.
I've never gotten tired of that song. So, yeah, we agree.
All right.
Crocus gets the point on track one, but Headhunter gets the win.
All right.
Now it gets a little tougher for me.
Yeah. Well, from here on out, it gets pretty tough.
Yeah, the first one was pretty easy for me. Okay. No, track number two is Eat the Rich. Not the Aerosmith song, not the Motorhead song, but the Crocus song, Eat the Rich, versus Back on My Feet. Now I'm back on my feet again. I'm taking the lead again. I'm back on my feet again. I'm taking the lead again.
Not the Gary Moore song.
Nope. So what do you think, Danny?
Again, I really like Eat the Rich, so I'm going with that one. The Back on My Feet, it's kind of slow. It's a good song, but it doesn't, I don't think it beats Eat the Rich.
Wow. Wow. Guess what? We disagree.
I bet.
I love Eat the Rich, but Back on My Feet, the beginning riff of the song, it goes through the whole song. It's one of my favorite Vandenberg songs. I love it. All right. Love it.
All right.
I mean, I kind of went back and forth a little bit, but this being my favorite song on the album by Vandenberg,
yeah,
I had to vote for it.
But yeah, I like Back on My Feet, but big fan for Eat the Rich, so neither song gets a point.
No. Wah, wah, wah. Now, another tough one here, track three, Screaming in the Night. Featuring Jimmy Jameson on background vocals from Survivor versus Wait Till the Shit Hits the Fan. Wait, wait, wait till the shit hits the fan.
Wait, wait, wait till there ain't no friends left. Exactly. Plus, Wait has a kind of a Spanish Fly guitar intro, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's, You don't really hear a lot of guitar in the first couple songs. You do some, but then you hear this. It's like, holy crap, that guy can play. But the subsequent song is great. Wait, I really like it. And Screaming in the Night, I've heard it too much.
Awesome. So, your vote's for Wait.
And it's very repetitive, so I voted for Wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I love to. Screaming in the Night, I haven't heard it in a long time, but yeah, it was played a lot on MTV, and it's probably the song that broke Crocus in the States.
Totally.
And yeah. I listening to it again yesterday, I found myself singing along to it, and yeah, I'm not burned out on it because I guess I don't hear it very often, so we disagree. I vote for Screaming in the Night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's still only 1-0 Crocus.
Yeah, one headhunter still in the lead, but it's close.
All right. Track number 4, I think I bounced back 3 times. It is Ready to Burn. Versus Burning Heart. This burning heart of mine, it still hurts after all this time. This burning heart in me won't let me be.
Yep. Two totally different songs.
Completely different. Have the burn theme in it, but yeah, they don't sound anything alike.
Yeah, I went back and forth like 2 or 3 times. I really like Ready to Burn. I really like Burning Heart. It's funny. Ready to Burn is like a full-on metal song, and Burning Heart is like their ballad.
Yep.
So, but I really like Burning Heart, and it's funny. I hadn't heard it in a long time, and I heard it again. I was like, oh, man. I used to play that song.
Really?
Yeah. But I went with Burning Heart.
Yeah, not the Survivor song.
not the Survivor song.
Yeah, I completely forgot about Ready to Burn, and I heard the chorus and went, sounds like Rob Halford.
Yep.
Sure enough, it was Rob Halford. I like it so much, I think I'm going to put it on our playlist.
Nice.
HRTS playlist at Spotify. I'm going to put Ready to Burn there, but Burning Heart is a great song. Regardless of genre, fantastic. It's hard to beat. So I voted for Burning Heart.
All right. So we agreed. Wow. Okay. The albums are tied. 1-1.
1-1. And there's only 9 tracks, and we're at track 5.
Yep. So we'll see.
All right. So we got, for Crocus, we have Night Wolf. Versus Ready for You, both deeper cuts.
I totally went with Night Wolf. This is a great song, very heavy. And, you know, Ready for You just doesn't do it. It's just, like you said, it's a deep track. You know, I don't want to say it was a throwaway song, but it might have been just a filler or whatever. But my vote's Night Wolf.
Wow. Okay. So you're, okay.
Yeah.
This is another one I kind of went back and forth on. Night Wolf I like, but I voted for Ready for You.
Wow. Okay.
But it was close.
Yep.
I hadn't heard it. I hadn't heard either song in quite a while, so.
This one wasn't too close for me. I went with Night Wolf pretty quick.
Okay. Surprising. Okay.
Yeah.
So, we disagree, so no point for either band. Track 6, a song that got played quite a bit for Crocus, is Stayed Awake All Night. 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 which is a BTO cover, versus Too Late by Vandenberg. It's too late to stop the train. Things will never be the same. It's too late to stop the train. Things will never be the same.
For me, again, I think Stayed Awake All Night, maybe just overplayed. I heard it too much. I really like Too Late. Great song, so I voted for that one.
Okay. Stayed Awake All Night, what bothers me about that song, talk about repetitive.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. I don't like it, but it's okay, but it bothers me. The BTO version, the Crocus version, yeah, they say it. Probably it seems like they say it 100 times. Stayed Awake All Night. Stayed Awake All Night. Stayed Awake All Night. Too Late. Great song. I voted for Too Late. So
all right.
That's 2 points for Vandenberg.
Wow. All right.
Are you surprised so far?
I'm surprised. Well, not yet.
Okay.
Let's see what we got coming up. We got 3 more.
Yeah. Track 7 is one of those ones I bounced back and forth to. It is.
I totally did.
Yeah.
Totally.
Stand and Be Counted. Which I didn't remember at the time, but I got refamiliarized. Like It Quite a Bit versus Nothing to Lose. Another song that I like quite a bit, went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But I voted for Stand and Be Counted.
I went through it a number of times, back and forth. And I like the drums and the guitar riff in Stand and Be Counted. Just when it kicks in, like after the very beginning, the song kicks in. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I went with Stand to Be Counted also.
Oh, so now we're at 2-2-2 right now.
2-2.
We're tied. Now track 8 is going to be an easy one.
Oh.
Because one, I think it's going to be an easy one because White Din is basically. A minute and 50 seconds long, and it's an intro to the track 9 versus Lost in the City by. I'm lost in the city. Can't find my way. I'm lost in the city. You know I can't find my way. Vandenberg, but I could be wrong. I voted for Lost in the City, which is a complete song, and I like the song quite a bit.
Well, I listened to Lost in a City a number of times, and I began to hate it and hate it and hate it. If you listen to the lyrics, they are so stupid.
Oh, I'm lost in the city.
I drove in my car, I got out and saw a man. What? Are you kidding me? So I went with White Din. I like the instrumental version. The instrumental part of it.
Okay.
Just like, oh,
I'm shocked.
I think Lost in a City lost as opposed to White Din winning.
Wow.
To me.
Kind of like our last two presidential elections.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick the lesser two evils. Okay.
Neither one gets a point.
All right. Wow. So we're down. It's 2-2, down to the last track.
Last song.
Track 9. That's going to be interesting. Crocus with Russian Winter. Russian Winter, round and round. versus Vandenberg out in the streets.
Again, not the Gary Moore song.
Correct. That's Back on the Streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gary Moore song is great. But is Out in the Streets good enough to beat Russian Winter?
Nope. I went with Russian Winter. I think it's a great song. Wow. Even with White Den as the intro. Out in the Streets was just okay for me. But I like Russian Winter. I like the chord progression.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, once again, we disagree. I voted for Out in the Streets.
All right.
I like it quite a bit. I think the guitar riff is cool. Nice up-tempo song. But, yeah, so basically we've deadlocked. This track-by-track battle finishes in a tie, 2-2.
It's really interesting because I voted 6 songs on Headhunter versus 3 songs for Vandenberg.
And mine was the exact opposite. 3 on Headhunter and 6 on Vandenberg.
Wow.
I thought you'd be heavier on the Vandenberg. I'm surprised that you like Headhunter better than Vandenberg, but
I am too, cuz I'm not a giant Crocus fan. I think they do way too many covers. And I don't think Fernando von Arb is really the guitarist. He's not a guitarist. He's just like, he seems to me like Rudy Schenker, just a rhythm guitarist who has a band.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing spectacular.
That's fine.
But it fits the songs, though. I mean, they're pretty simplistic band. I mean, Crocus used to be called the poor man's AC/DC. And after Headhunter, they branched out and went commercial, but they hated it so much, they went back to being more of an AC/DC type band later in their career.
Well, the Blitz album solidified that commercial part.
In fact, the band hates the Blitz and Change of Address so much, especially Chris Van Roar when he came back, they refused to play songs off of those two albums.
Really?
And we're talking Our Love and Midnight Maniac. They played Midnight Maniac a couple times, but they strike it from the set. They don't play it.
And Ballroom Blitz. That was a huge hit for them.
Yeah. Now they don't play them. Nope.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, so they want to stick to the stuff before that. And the stuff they did the last two albums, which is...
Well, hopefully they play stuff from Headhunter, because that's a great album.
Yeah, they do, but they've retired, so... I was supposed to go see them at the Whiskey. That was supposed to be their last show in the United States, but COVID took care of that, so it never happened, and the band said, you know what, we're old, we're tired, we're done, so...
never mind.
They played, like, one giant show in Switzerland with Gothard opened, and they played, like, a stadium. And that was their swan song. They're like, we're done.
That's cool.
And they still sounded great.
That's the way to go out.
Yeah, go out when you're still good, not when you're... Well, we were talking about Motley Crue earlier, but Motley Crue's making so much money, they don't care what we think.
Yeah.
But they're not what they were.
Oh, no, no.
But even Def Leppard is still good. They still sing their own stuff, and they still play well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wish they would mix it up a bit, play a little more deeper cuts, but they're still a good band.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. What do we know? We're not I mean, when they look at their bank accounts, they're not going to listen to us. Like, come on.
No.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, if we're paying them millions of dollars, maybe they would, but that's not happening.
Not going to happen.
All right, so we tied. We actually have we haven't told anybody anything at all.
No, we didn't learn anything. But what we can do So if you don't, these two albums, go out and listen to them on Spotify or go buy them. Listen to them if you have them already. Listen to them again.
They're both great albums, no question about it.
I mean, I didn't get tired of listening to them. I was like, wow, this is pretty good.
If you're in a hard rock mood, Headhunter will do it for you. I mean, Passover, Screaming in the Night, and White Den, but the rest of it, and Stayed Awake All Night, you don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, some Crocus covers were good. American Woman was good. But I thought
Ballroom Blitz was good.
Yeah, it was good. They also did Schools Out. Remember that?
Yep. They have a whole album of covers.
Yeah, they have that one, too. But I don't really listen to that either. So.
Nah. But there was no need to do Stayed Awake All Night. Well, I mean, what's the point?
Yeah.
It wasn't a big hit for BTO. Now, it's not a great song.
No, I guess I think Croker's got more play than BTO with that song.
I don't know that I've heard BTO's version, and I'm not going to go look for it either. So,
if you've heard Croker's version, it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't stray too far from the original, so.
No, no thanks, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. And on to that we're going to go on to our next bit here, which is who the hell is this?
Who the hell is this? What?
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
What we do with this particular bit is we take a song, it could be an obscure song by a known band, or just some obscure band that maybe we saw the album cover once at Waxy Maxy's or something. And we split it up a song into four 10-minute segments. And
well, 10-second segments.
10 seconds. Yeah, to 10 minutes. Oh, my God. It's a Dream Theater song. Or one of those songs.
We're going to do Inagata DeVita again.
Oh. The live jam version. No. Yeah,
maybe the Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Or one of those songs in the last Iron Maiden album was like 19 minutes long. Like, oh, okay. No. 10 yeah. seconds.
10 a seconds. Piece.
Four 10-second clips. And after each one, we'll give you a hint if we don't have any clue. So it's quite entertaining, I think. So,
all right, you want me to do the one you sent first?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Nice little acoustic intro to that song. Does it sound yeah, familiar whatsoever?
No clue. Is it Tesla?
It is not Tesla, but yeah, it sounds like something Tesla would do.
Yep.
All right. First hint is this was a four-piece band that were based in Los Angeles at the time in the early 90s.
Okay. All right. L.A. band, L.A. four-piece.
But
let's go track two.
I'll give you a but to that. Yeah, they were based in L.A., but I know at least two of the guys were not from the United States.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Track two. Oh, oof.
The vocalist should be very familiar.
Yeah, he sounds familiar. Is it Heavy Petting?
It is not Heavy Petting. No. All right, your clue about the band members. The lead singer was in another 80s band where he played with a former member of Motorhead.
Is that band Wild Horses?
No, incorrect.
Okay. Well, let's go on to part three. I'm sure this will clear everything up.
Maybe. She never wanted to be a loner. All
she wanted was to rock and roll, yeah. Is that Fastway?
It is not Fastway, but you're really on the, your best, definitely on the right track. All right, your next clue is the guitarist in this band was a member of Asia and Crocus.
What?
Yes.
Oh, those are two. That totally makes sense. Asia and Crocus.
Yeah. He was in Crocus first, left Crocus, joined Asia after Steve Howe left.
He's a good guitarist.
Yeah. He was in their Asia's third album.
Oh, man. I can't think of who was in Asia besides... Oh, man.
And we have not said his name when we talked about Crocus earlier.
So okay.
He was not on Headhunter.
All right, well, let's go to part four.
Okay.
That's a good guitar player, whoever it is.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, their next hint is this band only put out one album and broke up. It's also the name of a city in Africa.
A city in Africa?
Yes. On the African continent, it's the name, also the name of a city. A no-hit wonder band.
Really? I don't know that I've ever heard
and
that.
And the lead singer was from Fastway. So it is Dave King from Fastway singing.
It sounds like him.
It's because it is him. So what was the name of that band?
Oh,
I'll give you another hint. It's also the name of a Bob Seger song. That probably gives it away.
Is it Kathmandu?
Correct.
Good Lord. That's a band?
Yeah. Mandy Meyer from Crocus and Dave King from Fastway had a band called Kathmandu. They released one album. Went nowhere. And Dave King basically gave up hard rock altogether and went to that Irish pub rock.
The Flogging Molly?
Flogging Molly. That's when he left and changed.
That was after Fastway?
Yep.
Wow. That was thought I would have heard of it.
Yeah.
Because I really liked Fastway.
Yeah. So, yeah. Kathmandu went nowhere. Got no sense. Dave King became a Irish pub rock singer.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, how's that for deep, huh?
That's a one-album, one no-hit wonder.
And there's some good songs on the album, too. I mean, Dave King is pretty good, and Mandy Meyer.
Oh, he's awesome.
So, yeah, you may want to see if you got it in your library. And if you do, check it out. If you don't, I can send it your way. And people on podcast land, I don't even know if it's on Spotify or anything like that. But it might be. I think you can find it on YouTube, though. Kathmandu. So, anything I need to know about your particular song there?
Not yet. I don't want to give you any hints yet.
All right. So listen.
Because you might, for some reason, know this song and just, oh yeah, that's blah blah blah.
Oh, it's Queen.
No.
You learned from that mistake, huh?
I'm not doing Queen again ever.
Don't do it. Okay. Here we go, everybody. Track one. Let's listen to this get together. It sounds very familiar.
Oh, boy.
But I don't know it right off. I know the song, but I don't remember who does it right now. So, is it Judas Priest?
That is incorrect. Not even close.
Okay. Any clues?
This was off their debut album in 1991.
Okay. Here we go.
Down in the cellar where the rabies and the rats are free. Backwood ball hanging in red mob and lost mine to another disease.
All right, I have a guess. You ready for this?
Oh, man.
Is it Asphalt Ballet?
God damn it. Yeah. It's, I'm going to start coming up with stuff that has never been even produced. It's not been released.
It's never been written.
The band never been written, never recorded.
Yeah, I think I know two songs by that band, and that's the one I know. One of the ones I know.
I should have picked one. That
it's Hell's something.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, Asphalt Ballet.
Last clip is the chorus.
Yeah, let's listen to the chorus here real quick.
Yeah, it's a good song.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I think we need to put that song in the... If Asphalt Ballet is on Spotify, we got to put that on the list. That's a great song.
Yeah, they only had two albums.
Yep.
In 91 and 93. They had a self-titled, and then they had an album called Pigs. Two different singers. The original singer left because they were being pressured by the record company to go more grunge.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it. But then, you know, Pigs didn't go anywhere either, so they just disbanded.
Yeah, I remember liking the first album a lot. And then Pigs, I remember not liking at all. Maybe they did go grunge, but yeah, I don't remember liking Pigs whatsoever. So,
yeah. And they were all former members of a band called Mistreated.
Okay, must have been a local LA band, perhaps. I don't know.
San Diego, yeah.
Okay.
So, well, way to go. You won that one.
Yes. Well, I got to win something. you killed it in rapid fire, and of course, track by track, there's no really winner or loser there. So we basically there's a tie in that show. It was in the tie in the bit, so we tied.
Wow.
No, nobody wins.
Nobody wins
except the listeners. They win. We win nothing.
Yeah. As usual.
Right. But that was.
Oh, well. I did get to listen to Vandenberg and Headhunter again. Yeah. So that was. I win for that.
Yeah. Ready to Burn. I forgot how much I really liked that song. So, yeah. It's a win. I've been doing a lot of walks, you know, just trying to lose weight. So I'm listening to albums constantly.
Nice.
I picked some I haven't listened to in a long time. I think I listened to a Saga album I'd never heard before. So then I listened to Crocus and Vandenberg.
Funny. Earlier this week, I watched some YouTube videos from Saga. The singer looks nothing like I would have thought.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bald. He's got a gray goatee.
Yeah. But he doesn't look like he sounds. Maybe I'd need to go back and look at the Saga from when that album came out. But
well, remember when they kind of broke in the States? I mean, he had kind of like the black long hair, kind of like mullet type, no mustache, no nothing. But prior to that, he had a big, giant, thick mustache. So
okay.
Yeah, he looks completely different. But the band...
He sounds amazing.
The band is great. Oh, my God, they're so good. This is one of those bands that should have been bigger than they are. They're only big in two places, Germany and Puerto Rico. Weird, huh?
Sure.
Everybody else, yeah. I'd go see them in a club if they came here.
Oh, totally.
But, yeah, the guitar player in that band is great.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about them. It's like, except the Prague heads. They love
bands. Yeah, like I know. I follow Mike Portnoy, and he was talking about how great Saga is.
Yeah. Mike would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. SiriusXM should have a Prague channel, don't you think? I mean, that's an underrepresented genre in rock.
Yeah, I don't know that too many people would listen to it.
Yeah, but they have their core audience.
Yeah. But I think they should have a melodic rock channel, and I think I should run it.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a punk channel, too. I mean, I don't listen to punk that much, but there are people like it out there. They can broaden their horizons a little bit, you know, just saying.
Yeah, I'd listen to punk every once in a while.
Yeah, when you're in a mood, you're in a bad mood, and somebody cuts you off, you want to hear some punk, you know?
Yeah, screw everybody.
Yeah. I hate the world. So, yeah, depends on how you feel. Music is good. It makes you feel better.
Absolutely. Or
gets your aggression out. We used to love to go to shows. You know, if we're having a bad week at school or work, you know, we go to a show and just go crazy, and after the show is over, you're exhausted, but you feel great. It's therapy.
Totally. That's the deal.
Yeah.
You know, that was the one thing about working from home that's kind of a bummer. You know, you have the time, the commute time. You listen to some music. Any stresses from the day can be gone. You know, now, shoot, my commute is 14 steps downstairs.
Yeah, I'm sure the fans out there feel really bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty nice working from home, but still, there's a few things I miss.
Yeah, you miss talking to people at work, you know.
Yeah.
For me, my commute's about 25 minutes up and back. Well, 50 total, but I guess when I listen to either podcasts or music, so.
Yeah.
It's me time. So I don't have to deal with teenagers and their attitudes. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Oh, I. Oof.
You remember?
Huh? On that.
Well, you told me it gets better after age like 17, 18. So
it does.
Okay, good. Totally. I'm hoping.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, my kid's birthday is on Saturday. 16.
Oh, nice.
16 already.
Oof, Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm not out of the woods yet.
No, not yet. Okay. I give it another 2 years.
All right. Okay, I can hold on.
When they start realizing they don't know everything.
What? They don't?
And you're actually right about some things.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look back on it, back in the day, we all thought we were right. No, we.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was right all the time.
Boy, were we wrong. Yeah. I guess you have to go through it to figure it out. You hope. Can only pray. Hope and pray.
That's all you got.
All right. So people out there, thank you for listening to the show. We'll be back a little sooner, I think. We'll probably be back in about maybe 12 days. So all depends, because Danny's going on a camping trip. I'm not going anywhere, but we'll try to get the show out a little quicker. You know, we usually do it about 14 days spot. You know, sometimes it's a little longer. Maybe this one will be a little shorter. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. If this was our main source of income, it might be more of a priority.
Yeah, it's no source of income.
it's a source of zero income, so, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
It's a source for having fun, listening to music, talking rock. You know, so
amen.
That's what it's about. So
rock on.
All right, everybody. We'll see you in a couple.